Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Hometown Ghost Stories contains serious and often distressing events and is not intended for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Good evening. Tonight, on this edition of History of Ghosts, we're going to head over to Ireland and dig into one of their oldest legends, the Wailing Harbinger of Death, the Banshee. Irish folklore is full of elves and fairies and other creatures like that that inhabit the woods and forests. They would roam about, protecting the animals, fertilizing the land, assisting the bees in pollinating the plants, but along with the kind and gentle creatures that inhabit the forest, there is also a malevolent spirit known as a banshee. Her shrieks have been heard echoing through the woods and hills for centuries, believed once to have been a mortal woman who was overcome with sorrow, never to be remedied. The name Banshee is Old Irish for Woman of the Fairy Mound, or Fairy Woman, and in Celtic folklore, she has a few nicknames: Hag of the Mist, Little Washerwoman, the Black Head, and Cae Chraeth by the Welsh, which is sort of a cross between a banshee and a wraith. According to Irish legend, a sorrowful wail would be heard, and if you were the one to hear it, it meant that either you or a family member were about to die. The tales sometimes recounted that the woman, though called a fairy, was actually a ghost, often of a specific murdered woman or mother who died during childbirth. Unlike their kind fairy relatives who were believed to roam the forests and streams, banshees would lurk in the caves and the darkest parts of the forests, mainly coming out at night. They would, for the most part, avoid human beings. For the most part. But if you did hear one, or even worse, see one, it was believed, as I mentioned earlier, that it would mean your impending death. The scream of a banshee is said to be heard from miles away, and can be so loud it can pierce your eardrums, break glass, or even fracture your skull. Some accounts say that the closer it sounds, the further away it is. And the farther away it sounds, the closer it actually is to you. This is how they trick you. When you think you're running away from it, you might actually be running closer to it. There are a few variations of what banshees actually look like, but many similarities. They're always a woman. Some accounts say it's a beautiful woman that will use her beauty to lure men to her before revealing her terrifying form, somewhat like a siren or a succubus, but most accounts say they're morbid, menacing, tall, slender apparitions with long, dark hair and some sort of dress, either white or dark gray or black. Legend has it, you can tell the age of a banshee by the redness of her eyes. Some say that a banshee is born every time a woman is murdered, and the longer her spirit roams around wailing and crying, the redder her eyes become. Some say that the oldest banshees have eyes that are as red as fire and are responsible for more death than most wars. The origin of this ghost or fairy dates back as far as the 8th century in Ireland. They were particularly unique because they were supposed to only attach to certain families in ancient Gaelic nobility. Typically, or most commonly, people with the surname beginning with O, Mac, or Mick. Each noble family had their own banshee who would forewarn them of impending deaths. During the 16th and 17th centuries, banshee legends took a more ominous turn. They became less helpful and more malevolent. Not so much warning family members of imminent death, but cursing them with it. This is likely because during this time, the British government confiscated Irish land and pagan deities were demonized by the church. Although banshees originated in Ireland, many other cultures all around the world have their own versions. I mentioned earlier the Welsh Caerhiraeth, which is identified only by a whale and has no physical form. The Scottish have Bauban Sea, which is a female fairy who appears as a beautiful woman who seduce their victims before attacking them and killing them. Also in Scottish folklore is the Cuinha, meaning the weeper. She is normally invisible and foretells death in her clan by lamenting in the night at a waterfall, stream, or loch, or in a glen or on a mountainside. But what's probably the most famous, or at least the most recognized, version of the Banshee from around the world actually originates in Mexico, and it's known as La Llorona, which means the Weeping Woman. What she does is she haunts bodies of water in search of the souls of her children who she drowned. For more on that ghost, we covered it very extensively in episode 33 of Hometown Ghost Stories. So yeah, that pretty much covers the Banshee. Drop a comment on this video and let us know what kind of ghost you want to hear us cover the history of. Until next time, I'm Dave Wilkins, and this is Hometown Ghost Stories, History of Ghosts.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.